views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Somebody Scooby to give him a do? Call and number. That's a Scooby Doo. I heard somewhere this morning. What's that?
I don't know. I just want to throw it out there.
Somebody else was doing the Scooby Doo. I'm not sure what.
Reggie.
What's Scooby? You do anything for a Scooby snack.
Who's Reggie?
I don't know.
Scratchy.
Scratchy?
Ruh-roh Raggy.
Raggy. Oh, boy. Well, 605-4567 was the number I was trying to text out there for listening, Josh. I did get your text, but I didn't get to it in time. Wow. So another week has gone by. It's March 6, 2022, and the news cycle is just becoming so fast that it's ridiculous. Can you turn mine up just a little bit, sis, so I can hear a little better?
I'm not sure.
I think it's the far left, but I'm not positive anymore. Yeah,
honestly?
That's it. That's it. No, that's not it. That's not it. It didn't have the color code anymore.
I turned my main one up here, too, so that'll help.
Yeah, okay. That's a little better. Okay, that'll work. It's kind of hard when you got earphones on. You can't hear yourself.
Yay!
Shut up.
I'm so glad things work that way.
Yeah, cut her mic.
Nice try. Oh, Travis and I are friends.
Super tight.
Oh, yep, hey. You know it.
Two shows every Sunday.
You got it, sir.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I sense conspiracy. Is there an insurrection
propaganda.
Going on?
Propaganda.
Alrighty then. So, again, it's March 6, 2022. We want to direct you towards mountaintopmedia.com. That's where our podcasts are going. We're done twice. Usually we're letting two releases a week go. This last time we did one long release, so that would cover 34 and 35, I think, is the episodes. But it was a good podcast. Really funny. We had a retired major. Just a really nice guy,
yeah.
Will Austin.
I mean, there's just so much to what he is. I mean,
Pathfinder, Sears training.
Yeah, exactly.
Attorney.
What a patriotic person.
What a guy. Really nice guy. And
very humble guy.
Very good. Yeah. So anyway, we want to get you guys going over there at mountaintopmedia.com because sooner or later, that might be all there is, if that. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister, Linda, who does all the hefty lifting.
Hefty lifting? Good morning.
I was going to say a ball of endless energy, a movable object, an unstoppable force of nature, slayer of snowflakes. And she's heard more BS than a BOS meeting.
That is true. And it keeps on giving.
And the fun keeps on going. And the kid that rocks around the clock faster than a speeding internet connection, more powerful than high speed download, 10th grad, black belt. And Ram Cyber Days Johnson.
Good morning.
All right. And the guardian of the magic button. I'm stumbling today. The guardian of the magic button, librarian and bumper, the time band and the brakes, key weaponry specialist, and producer extraordinaire, it's Travis.
Travis.
It's going to be a fun show. Oh, yeah.
There you
go. We
have
love
it.
You, Travis.
Awesome.
Do we have any announcements?
After all that, I don't know. I'm sure there is. I do know that they are, Freedom Coalition.
Monday night. Thursday
nights at 6 p.m. I know.
It's the Hillside Church up there off of Twin View.
Yeah.
I don't have the address in front of me.
I think it's 412, but I'm not sure. I'll see if I can find it. And I guess they're going to be talking about a lot of different things this Thursday.
Well, I think they're going to be talking about jurisdiction and interposition.
Exactly.
And I think Terry's probably going to be up there giving a speech.
Yeah, so they usually do, their meetings are usually about an hour or so. So if you can get away, I don't think I'll be able to. We're in the midst of tax season. If you can.
I went to the last meeting and, you know, had a really great conversation with a couple of really nice ladies and really a good meeting.
They do a really good job over there.
They really do.
But it's a good place to start getting plugged in again for people and to get information to what is going on locally a little bit more maybe. So, again, that's Thursday nights at 6 p.m.
Yeah, plug in don't do anything and feel bad about yourself, I guess is the way it's going to go. I think more and more people are plugging in. More and more people are starting to understand the gravity of the situation. More and more people are starting to understand, get involved, because guess what? This government was founded on the people participating. This is a self-government. And if you want to have a good government, you have to participate. So, with that said.
Well, before we go on with saying that, Tuesday at the Board of Supervisors was an awesome show up.
It was a
people.
Breath of fresh air.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it absolutely was awesome. Breath of fresh air. We got Tim Garmin installed and Leonard Moldy. His spot, not to throw any stones at anybody, but I just did. And so.
And we got a new chair because of the recall and
that shady crap the last time. Oh yeah, we'll have a secret meeting and we'll install Modi even though he's under recall. And then we'll change all the rules so it inhibits people from speaking. All that got thrown out.
Yeah.
I gotta commend Les Baugh. I have not always seen eye to eye Les Baugh, but I think he did a stellar job
at this last meeting. He did a really good job.
He actually did what needed to be done. He set a tone for the meetings from now on. And I think a message was sent to the boards of supervisors that the people who are running the show are the people, not the boards of supervisors. Okay.
Yeah, I think they got an awakening. They didn't think this was going to happen with the recall, and guess what?
They are our elected representatives, and they're there to listen to us, not ignore us and do whatever they feel like. Okay, we still got a couple of swamp creatures on the board still. I don't think they're going to be there that long. Yeah, I even saw one of a little conversation back and forth. Oh, there's a circus again out there. And, you know, it's like, these people, and I'm thinking of Mary in particular, you know, it's like they have zero. I mean, they're the elites. They're above us. We're just the unwashed masses, you know, and that's how they treat it. And it's pretty obvious that's what they think. They just think we're a bunch of uneducated rabble. Well, that's changing.
Yes, it is.
And what reverberated through the county is that you can be recalled.
Nobody's above the law.
Nobody is above
the
law.
We do have the power, and we are exercising our power to take back our community and our county.
And put government back in its proper role.
Exactly.
And which is, we the people are in charge of the thing. Not we the serfs bow down to the alcalde. This isn't the Zorro film, it's the alcalde, run! You know, I mean, they're supposed to be paying attention to us, you know? And
I think there's more to come. I don't think the people are going to slow down now that we got the recall over with. I believe that they think that there should be other things done and other people put into place.
Well, like I played last week, we've only just begun. I can't sing, but you know what I'm saying.
We do have a caller. I think it says Dick.
Yes, it does.
the tripod's right in the middle of the word. So with that, are you there?
Mr. Wilkinson.
He doesn't like to be called Mr. Wilkinson.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How are you feeling, sir?
I'm good. I'm good, thank you.
Yeah.
I was listening to the previous program, and I didn't have time to call in, but I'd like to make a comment about it. They were talking about jail.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, for years, Nick Gardner has been yelling, we need more jails, bigger, more jails, more jails, more jails. But anyway, I'm going to recall something about our supervisor, Patrick Jones, who at one time was the mayor and on the city council. Mm-hmm. I hope I get this right because I'm speaking for him. His idea is that we don't need a new jail. There's a lot of empty space throughout the state in other counties, and rent these spaces and get these petty criminals who are in the catch and release program that can be arrested three times in one day and they're back on the street. Lock them up someplace and pay them there. If we get those guys out of the county, we don't need another jail. We don't need more spaces. Get them the hell out of the county.
You are correct about sending them not only out of the county, but state. A lot of times it's cheaper for us to pay to do that than what they charge us to house them here in our own
state. Yeah, he's been advocating that for a long time, but nothing has happened. A study's been made as how much money we could save if we don't build a new jail. A new jail costs millions and millions of dollars. And you have to have millions of dollars to run a damn place.
Well, there is that, Dick. Yeah, but also, if we go in and do a forensic audit and we eliminate, you know, like half the budget is Health and Human Services, you know, you might even be able to afford a better jail if, and that would be, you know, something that to look at, you know, if you free up a bunch of money from all these wasted, you know, county departments that, you know, are just sucking up the budget, you know, it might be a little more feasible at that point as well.
And I think actually at the Board of Supervisor meeting on Tuesday, that is one area they're going to look at first is Health and Human Services.
I would think that would be the first one on the block.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what was said. So you never know. Maybe they are working on it now that things have changed up there at the Board of Supervisors.
Well, and I think they should look at both of those options and see which is going to be the most viable and the most cost-effective for the people in the county.
Anyway, I was speaking for Patrick Jones. I hope we got his position correctly.
Well, I'm sure he'll call in if you didn't.
We'll find out if you didn't, but yes, he did advocate that before.
Yeah, okay, thanks for letting me put my 2 cents in.
You bet. Right. Thanks for calling in.
All
glad
right,
to hear
good.
You're doing good.
All right, thanks.
I'm doing good.
Thanks, Dick. Mm-hmm. Say hello to Fran. All right, so I want to start off with, you know, this Vernon Jones from Georgia. He's a Republican. He's running for Congress in Georgia's 10th district, and he has been endorsed by President, I don't know if you call him President Trump or ex-President Trump. I still think
still
you call
president,
him
still right.
President Trump.
Still President.
So he endorsed this guy. Now, I was listening to this, and we've heard rumors, and I'm not even saying that this is going to happen as much as I'm saying that I did check it out, and what he's saying is true. So let's play this, and then we'll talk about it. I think we're ready to go in there. All right, here we go. This is Vernon Jones from Outside the Beltway with John Fredericks, and it's about a minute and 37 seconds. Here we go.
Let me ask you this. You got the endorsement from President Trump. I know he's going to come there and campaign for you. One of the things that you said publicly the other day that I thought was fascinating, you said, hey, elect me to Congress, get us a majority. And when we vote for Speaker, you said that you're going to nominate Donald Trump for Speaker and put his name in nomination and whip him votes. Tell me about that.
Well, yeah, day one, I will offer articles of impeachment of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Why? Because they have failed the American people. They have not upheld the Constitution. And an example of that is what they're doing with the borders, not enforcing the law. And you and I both know the Constitution provides for the House of Representatives, if they want to, they can appoint a non-member. When we take Congress in 2022, I will be nominating and voting for Donald Trump to be the Speaker. And once the Senate confirmed the impeachment and throw out Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, then President Trump will be the President of the United States. And I say that, John, we cannot wait till 2024. Joe Biden is destroying this country. We need President Trump now. I mean, look at the difference between President Trump's administration and Joe Biden. It's a no-brainer, no pun intended to Joe Biden. But we need President Trump back at the with his hands on the dike of this county, of this state, I should say, and this country. And you know, stand up to these world leaders. None of this would be happening with Russia or China or Iran if President Trump was president today.
Now, I checked it out, and what I found is that there is no reference in the Constitution that they have to be a sitting member of Congress. And so everything that I said says what he's saying is true. Everything I read says that he's saying it's true. And I referenced several different sources. You know, the one I'm looking at right now, which is the Library of Congress, Speaker of the House of Representatives, says exactly what he just said, that you don't have to be a member of Congress to be elected to the Speaker of the House. Now, again, I'm not saying this is true or advocating that President Trump be reelected or elected as Speaker of the House. All I'm saying is this a viable route. And the other side of that, too, has, you know, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden committed impeachable offenses.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of a no-brainer, too, pardon the pun, Joe, because the real deal is they haven't defended the border. I mean, everything that they've been doing is contrary. They've broken the law in so many
different places.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't think that if we take back the House and the Senate, impeachment's off the table at all, which then if that's, I mean, now this has never happened. There's never been anybody that has been, you know, elected to the Speaker of the House that's not a member of the House.
Well, my biggest concern with that is, yes, while he did talk about terms of impeachment for that, he's talking about it from the border. Right now, why is no one still talking about the fact that Joe Biden ended up doing a quid pro quo, firing
because nobody's going to prosecute him. That's the only reason.
But here's the thing. They impeach Donald Trump for asking the question, and
yes,
it was under the terms, and it was well documented.
But
that
they had
the
majority of the House. You have to understand that the only one that can bring up the articles of impeachment or get it through is the majority in the House. I mean, if you haven't got the majority, you can send impeachment articles of impeachment all day long, and they just won't even look at them. So who's blocking that is Nancy Pelosi and company. Mm-hmm. So there's a ton of things he could be impeached for, that being one of them. The border is another. I mean, he just brought that up as one example. So there's a bunch of different reasons that he could be impeached.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
But you have to take back the House and the Senate in the midterms for that to happen. So it is a very interesting scenario that we're talking about here. And I don't know. I mean, it's so surreal. We are definitely living in
a Crazyville.
Crazyville. Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
When you stop and look at what all is going on around us and all the propaganda and.
Well, and that's all we've seen these last 2 weeks. And my whole thing is I'm not for Russia, and I am having some serious doubts and questions about Ukraine right now over these last 2 weeks, because you look at this and you look at the people who are for Ukraine right now, and they're folks that are like George Soros and the people that have been in there that have been stirring up all these problems. I mean, you look at the Hunter Biden Burisma thing. You look at how many people Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton and all the rest of it. And there's also these group called the World Shapers, which are the World Economic Forum's pet little friends.
I haven't quite made it through that video, but we're on the same page, Dave. I'm not kidding. I don't trust the news cycle at all. I don't trust what's going on. I don't trust Ukraine. I don't trust Russia, and I don't trust the media.
Well, and furthermore, I have questions about this that are, one, more questions than I have answers, but two, here's one of the things that I've been seeing on proxying out and doing some deep dive research and actually seeing videos. So I've been seeing guys from the Ukrainian army, once again, supposedly, just like everything else we've had, but I want to present a perspective that we haven't been seeing, that are actually going through and getting in fist fights and shooting at citizens in Ukraine and ordering them back into apartment complexes where they're setting up attacks on the Russian military. And then when they say Russia attacks a apartment complex or Russia attacks a school, and it turns out there's missile batteries out there in videos to where they're launching rockets into Russia.
That's kind of what I'm hearing, too, is that, and I don't want to jump all over the map here either. You
what
know,
I'm saying is we're getting propaganda that's trying, we have actors, global actors right now that are seriously trying to set us up for global nuclear thermal war and World War III.
I just want to say that there's something that's not quite right with what's going on and what we're being led to believe and what is being put out there by the media. First of all, we can't believe anything the media does. We know that. And to go to your point, I've seen several things from different people stating that it's the Ukraine that is firing upon their own people. It's not the Russians.
Well, I saw another one.
And I'm not saying yes or no, but
of a possible Ukrainian tank.
Yeah.
Exactly that. But this is the thing. What we do have, the information we do have is, all right, well, that tank that supposedly was a Russian tank that ran over a citizen. Well, now the fact checks have come out. No, that was a Ukrainian tank that lost control.
Yeah, what I don't want to do is I don't want to go into too much speculative stuff here because we don't know really what's going on because we don't have any kind of media that's covering everything. But here's what I think I do know is that every time someone's trying to manipulate you, they're doing it through fear, whether it's fear of the pandemic, fear of the vax, fear of the mask, fear of nuclear annihilation.
Emotional calls. That's the number one thing. You got to eliminate a lot of this emotional basis on a lot of these things because people are trying to use the emotion to just twist and contort you. Why did we have two translators that started breaking down crying when they were translating stuff? That's propaganda. That's all that is. If you can't give me an actual intelligent reason why we should do something and all you have is emotions, stop and think.
Well, people need to think for themselves and dig into it. Don't take it at face value is all I'm saying.
Well,
because
anytime,
there's so much going on here.
I'll tell you, my spidey sense is up, period, just because who's initiating this, okay? Who's trying to send money to the Ukraine? You know, who sent money to the, made deals with the Ukraine before? Who's backing? So when MoveOn.org starts jumping on the bandwagon, now I think the Ukrainian people are the victims. Period.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because
and the Russian people.
We're talking about the governments here, not the people of Russia or the people of Ukraine.
Right.
I saw a video from a little girl. She's she's probably in her 20s, coming out of the Ukraine the other day, talking about, hey, half of her relatives are Russian and half of her relatives are Ukraine.
Right.
And so the perspective there is it's not the people that are doing this. It's the governments that are doing this.
Yes.
And so you have to keep that in perspective because these Ukrainian people that are fleeing out of there are victims of, you know, Putin or whatever the guy's name is.
Zelensky.
Thank you, Zelensky. We have to sit and wait on judgments on this and, why should, you know, you think about it, they're going to shore up the Ukrainian border, but we're going to leave our own border open?
Well, and a lot of this, too, the interesting thing about it is it's obviously pushing Russia closer to China. So I have information recently that actually is showing that now Russia is switching over to the Chinese card system after Visa MasterCard suspends their operations.
Well, what I think is really going on here. I think this is about supplanting the dollar as the world reserve currency.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is about the bankers. I think this is about Davos.
Yep.
This is about Klaus and the reset.
See,
that's why I'm not so afraid of the nuclear war thing, because they always play the fear card no matter what's going on, and then they use that crisis to you know, take the pieces of the chess on the chessboard and shift them around. And so I think that's more what's happening here, is it's about the money, because if they can get the dollar off the world currency status that it's in right now, then what happens, it's going to be devalued exponentially. Now we've already got the morons over there on the Federal Reserve, or the evil geniuses, however you want to picture them, or the guys pulling the strings, I don't know, but they're printing more money than we need, thus the inflation. And then they're trying to say it's because wages aren't enough. We're not, you know, and like Joe
Biden.
Everything
else, but what's really going on. Yeah.
Speech the other day at the State of the Union. Yeah. Lower your prices. I mean, that's like a troglodyte in economics there, man. I mean, that guy's got a sloping forehead and his beady set eyes. He has no clue. Or he's a liar and he does have a clue.
Well, honestly, when you ended up looking at the State of the Union, he ended up plagiarizing a ton of things from Trump. Like, all of a sudden, he's about funding the police and building a wall. Where have you been the last 2 years?
And Pelosi looked like something off of, what was Eddie Murphy when he played the fat guy? It was like, Hercules, you know what I mean?
Again, she's clapping and smiling
Sorry. Some kind of Ukraine.
She's clapping and smiling as
weird
Joe Biden's
stuff.
talking about the
flaming burn pits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
and our servicemen dying. But I mean, you also had that one chilling moment where he's talking about what he's going to do for the servicemen, and the 13 came up. That was bone chilling.
I didn't even see that part, but
yeah. With that, I think we're going to go to a break. We do have a caller. Do we want
to? No, let's go to the break and come back and we'll talk to Steve then.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
They separate us from our neighbors and they call it social distancing. It's actually a bigger plan. It's called social conditioning. They took away our privacy. There's always someone listening. The election's planning riots for the citizens. The government has always lied. It's history repeating. But the problem is the schools dumb you down so you believe them. If you try to speak the truth inside a tweet, then they delete it. Whole administration Satanists who claim they praise in Jesus. Every year there's a new name for enemies that we're facing. It's Al-Qaeda, then ISIS, and now American patriots. Who would have thought those who love the country the most would be hated on by folks who call America home? Both political parties are equally just as evil. They've been working for themselves. Don't give a damn about the people. Black, white, yellow, brown, humanity needs you, cause united we stand, divided they will defeat you.
The man on the news says the problem is me. I'm just a small town boy with big American dreams. The world's going crazy and they're lying to us. Don't know who to believe, so in God we trust.
This year's Turtle Bay auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items while supporting Turtle Bay. Register free online, then view and bid on over 100 items, from getaways and romantic dinners to jewelry and more. Learn more about everything auction at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Tutankhamun. Wonderful things. Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is coming to Reading at Turtle Bay Museum March 5th through September 5th, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures, presented by Senator K. Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Turn that up. Okay, okay. I got it.
Well, you have the turn down symbol.
I'm sorry.
Me and Travis are over here listening to this one, and we're going, boop, 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 boop. Turn down for what? Do, 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 do.
Now that was Alan Parsons' project, "Eye in the Sky." That is such a great.
It's a good song.
It's a great song. Yeah, I mean, it really talks about sort of what we're dealing with a little bit.
A little bit, yeah, just a little bit.
So anyway. Where were we?
Well, we got a caller and then we're going to also go over a couple different things.
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't find the address for the Freedom Coalition yet. But anyway, they're having an event. It's called Smile. Did I get that right? On March 19th at Anderson River Park. So go to their Facebook page, Freedom Coalition.
The address is 621 Twin View Boulevard. 621 Twinview Boulevard, that's the Hillside Church, and Thursday at 6 p.m., come and join them, then get involved in the community. That's the Shasta Freedom Coalition.
And then another thing I want to get out there is Brian Caples, if you want to help support him, has got signs now, and he's looking for places to put his sign. So get a hold of him. If you know somebody that will take a sign, or if you want one, or whatever, I'm just throwing it out there, so help support your candidate.
Siskiyou Steve, you're on the line. What's up, man?
Good morning.
He's not on the line anymore. I guess he hung up.
Oh, wow. Well, I thought he was on the line.
He'll call back.
He'll call back.
Okay, he'll call back.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Here I am. Siskiyou Steve. Oh, boy. Okay, so let's see. What I want to do is start talking about Mark Zuckerface. Or is it Zuckerberg? There's so many Zuckers out there.
Just drop the Z at the beginning and add an F, and you'll know how I feel about
it. Whoa.
You can make it Smuckers. Like,
yeah. You can tell where their brains went.
I didn't know. Hey, it wasn't me. Don't blame me.
Right away.
Zucker with an F. Womp, womp, womp.
No, I'm not doing that. I mean, not doing it. All right, so this is what we're talking about here. This is a report from OAN. And right now, Mark Zuckerberg has been accused of election bribery in Wisconsin.
No.
I know. Who
would have ever thought that was possible?
Big tech in collusion with big government and big pharma and big corp.
He doesn't have any agenda on Facebook with what he's
now
doing.
Now he's in the metaverse. I mean, and he's probably barbecuing with Sweet Baby Ray's. I mean, this guy has something wrong with this guy. Have you ever just Google Mark Zuckerberg and Sweet Baby Ray's and watch what comes up? It's like the guy's, he glasses over, his eyes are like he's stoned out of his mind, and he's like, Sweet Baby Ray's. It's like, it's weird, man. Now, with that said, here's the guy that's supposed to be, you know, superior intellect, genius of, tech.
Before we move on from that, there's an even better video. It's a fan-made thing that actually has in the metaverse or petiverse, whatever way you want to put
the
it.
Petiverse.
But they put Zuckerberg's face on an avatar, and he comes over to you, and he's asking you in this virtual reality app, do you like Sweet Baby Ray's? And he's got a knife behind his back. He goes, do you like Sweet Baby Ray's? Tell me if you like
Sweet Baby Ray's. If the listening audience could see Dave's face right now and his eyes bugging out, you'd go, man. Yeah. You've been watching too much.
Have you been
in the metaverse, Dave?
Yeah. No, I've not, actually.
How would you know that? Your eyes were kind of rolling around in your head. I'm just asking.
I've watched videos.
Hey, what's in that backpack behind you?
Yeah.
A couple of bottles of Sweet Baby Ray's. Spicy and sweet.
I'll never eat it again. Never, ever.
Yeah, it's really weird.
That's crazy. You're going to have to ask everybody. You don't use Sweet Baby Ray's, do you?
I love Sweet Baby Ray's, but I don't sit there and fondle the bottle while I'm pouring it on my wrist.
Well, you're supposed to.
Oh.
You're what?
I'm a chef. You can trust me.
I love a Sweet Baby Ray's.
Wow.
Not going to happen, fellas.
I never got that joke for the longest time, but I finally saw the video.
Yeah, when you watch the video, you're like, wow, this guy's creepy,
what
dude.
What's happening? No, because the one I saw was the bookshelf had it and sitting on the bookshelf in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I haven't seen that one.
That's where it came. That's the original video. That he was giving a introduction of the metaverse, and there was a bottle of Baby Ray's on his bookshelf and behind him.
Like, what's up with that?
Yeah, that's where it started from.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
And someone's like, yeah, human. That's human. Leave barbecue sauce on shelf. That's human.
Well. You know, Sweet Baby Ray's, just saying. I'm not even going to go there.
Also, just take Jen Psaki's face and put them right next to Mark Zuckerberg's and just mind blown.
They do look a lot alike. It's kind of similar to Trudeau and Castro.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I don't know. Zuckerberg and Peppermint Patty there, you know, I don't know. That's pretty weird. So I want to play this. And this is...
It's not Sweet Baby Ray's, is it?
Oh, no. Please.
Is there something we should know about you, Travis?
Stop! Shut up! Yes. Shut up!
Yes, boss.
We can't help ourselves.
Okay, so here it goes. This is on the tipping point on OAN. And Mark Zuckerberg is accused of election bribery in Wisconsin. Let's listen to this for about 2 minutes.
Secretary of State displayed gross political bias and how she spent millions of Mark Zuckerberg's dollars to facilitate the 2020 election. Essentially, all of the Zuck bucks went to get-out-the-vote activities in Democrat-leaning urban areas and almost none to more rural areas, which lean Republican. Now, yesterday, across Lake Michigan and Wisconsin, Special Counsel Michael Gableman, a former state Supreme Court justice, reported that the nearly $9 million of Zuckerberg's money spent on Wisconsin elections constituted a violation of the state's election bribery law. Here is Gableman reporting his findings to the Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections. Take a look.
When I started this process, when I started this whole procedure, I had no other goal in mind than to find the truth. And while we don't have it entirely yet, we're getting there. And one of the important truths that has to be mentioned is recited in Chapter 1 of our report, and that is that the Center for Tech and Civic Life's $8,800,000 Zuckerberg Plan grant with the cities of Milwaukee, Madison, Racine, Kenosha, and Green Bay facially violates the Wisconsin law prohibiting election bribery.
Now, the Center for Tech and Civic Life, which he mentioned in that clip, is a nonprofit funded by Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan. It funneled millions into 2020 elections around the country, not campaigns, mind you, but governmental election processes, which are supposed to be nonpartisan. Like in Michigan, Gableman found the $8.8 million the nonprofit donated to Wisconsin elections was entirely spent in five left-leaning counties. Further, he found that it often funded election activity such as unmanned ballot drop boxes and uncontrolled assisted voting in nursing homes, both forbidden under Wisconsin law. Many nursing homes in the counties that received the Zuckerbucks reported a 100% voting among residents. In one case, Gableman reported a 104-year-old woman who hadn't recognized her own children for 5 years somehow voted in 2020.
That's Liz Harrington from the Tipping Point on OAN. So I think when people say that, oh, the election wasn't rigged, you haven't looked at anything because right. There's so many different angles that this thing was rigged from, whether it's misinformation, you know, whether it's shadow banning information, whether it's big tech stepping in and funding stuff like this, whether it's
Dead people voting.
2,000 mules coming out with Dinesh D'Souza. I mean, it is plainly across the board cheating to the extent that it had a direct impact on the election. And so anybody that doesn't want to look at that, you don't really want the truth. And that's what we're here about. We're about the truth. This is not about one side or the other. This is about the truth. Now, the problem with the mainstream and the left is they have cornered the market on lies pretty much. And easily provable lies 95% of the time.
Exactly.
So after a while, do we listen more to the alternative media than we do the mainstream? Yeah, because you don't have to be lied to, but, you know, if you're lied to 95% of the time, guess what? You quit listening to those outlets other than to hear what they're saying about with their lies so that you can figure out what the actual truth is. And that's the problem with all this, is that the media is so corrupted at this point, and in collusion with, you know, this big money. And where's this big money coming from? Well, we go back to the bankers, the endless money supply, the Federal Reserve, who's ever pulling the strings?
Yeah, because we know there's only like five companies, basically, that control all of that.
And who controls those companies?
Yeah, exactly.
See, you know, if you understand that the Federal Reserve wants to be the buyer, you know, of all things, you know, the lender and the buyer of last resort, you know, that's what we're talking about. They're doing it through BlackRock. They have a counterfeiting machine. Now, when you look, keep that in perspective, why would somebody like Putin want to get off of the World Reserve currency and the dollar in charge of that? Because if they're holding dollars, guess what's happening to their dollars right now?
Everything's going down right now.
Everything. I mean,
they've locked off even Russian citizens from being able to pull out their money in a lot of cases right now from reports that I'm hearing.
Well, and I'm just saying this to expect some of this stuff to happen here because we know there's cyber warfare. You better be prepared. Maybe you want to have some food storage, that kind of thing.
Well,
and look at what's going on with the dollars right now. I mean, they're losing their value exponentially daily.
I can't tell you how big of a deal this is, you guys. I mean, when you end up looking at how much we actually get from Russia in trade and things like this. I don't know whose bright idea was to make it to where China and Taiwan are the only places to get semiconductors and chips, and we're going to make
what about gas?
Or
I mean, they ran out of gas
on Russian fuel. And
they ran out of gas at a Walmart this last weekend.
How about the fact that now in literally L.A. County right now we're seeing $6.50 gas prices?
Yeah, that's that, and that's just
the
start.
But the mainstream media says we only get about 10% from Russia.
If you listen to the State of the Union, we're going into economic prosperity.
Well, and the mainstream media also says we didn't actually double our reliance on Russian fuel last year.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
we kind of did.
We kind of doubled our reliance, and then we shut off our supplies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our domestic supplies. Yeah, boy, I don't know. I'm not a rocket scientist. You know, I learned really slow, but I learned really good, and that seems like a really stupid move.
So let's think about this for a minute. Russia switches to China's card system after Visa MasterCard suspends operation. This is today's news from the IB Times. After Visa and MasterCard announced that their operations in Russia will be suspended, many Russian banks announced on Sunday that they will soon begin issuing cards using the Chinese UnionPay operator system combined with Russia's own MIR network. This is scary stuff, you guys. I mean, it's scary for the same reason of why they don't want the conservatives splitting off and making their own ecosystem as well. I mean, once you start breaking off into these sides, you start having clearly drawn lines to where you're using that, I'm using this, I don't need you, stay the heck out of the way.
It's crazy. It's just like if you look at what happened with the truckers up there in Canada and Trudeau. Okay, so Trudeau basically crowns himself emperor on the steps of the Versailles up there in Toronto or wherever. And says, okay, I'm in control of everything now. I've declared an emergency. And, okay, shut all their bank accounts down and whatever they're going to do. Well, 2 days later, he completely reverses that decision. And you have to ask yourself, huh? Why? Because as soon as the government says, hey, I can dive into your bank accounts and freeze them and do whatever I want anytime I want, do you think maybe some of the big money players that are invested in Canada are going to pull their funds out of those banks?
Well, and interestingly, that Canada thing wraps us right back around to the world shapers and to the young World Economic Forum members, and we end up seeing that there was, in fact, a branch over there in Ontario that was for the world shakers, and then when that got called out, they went ahead and removed the page. But also another interesting development on that is that they ended up making speakers for the people who were the truckers over there, and only these approved speakers. Well, these same approved speakers end up leading back to leftist organizations and lefties that are receiving this money now. And so the people that are now speaking there and as the quote-unquote PR people, the approved people, it's a complete takeover, and this is what we see time and time again. This is what we see with the Tea Party. This is what we see with any type of movement that's starting to gain traction. Oh, we're going to have speakers that come in over here, and we're going to be the only approved voices you can listen to.
Well, I mean, things are really surreal. I'm just a couple of headlines here. Los Angeles is spending $837,000 to house a single homeless person. I haven't investigated that story yet, but and then Biden sending he asked Congress for another $16.4 billion to fund Ukraine. How much was the wall that we wanted? I mean, wasn't the total wall was like $16 billion? And then, you can't spend that much money on a wall, but let's give $16.4 billion to fund Ukraine and build a wall or an army or something.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
At the same time, we're going to buy our gas and oil from Russia. So explain to me, You're supporting Russia over here with your oil and gas, and you're supporting Ukraine over there.
That's why I think it's business as usual.
Well, you know what I mean?
You fund both sides of the deal.
Yeah.
Okay, and you create a conflict.
And everybody's going, oh, yeah,
and then you, the ashes rises the phoenix of opportunity. Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay. And then if you're trying to take over the world and you supplant the dollar as the world reserve currency and the Chinese come into play with their new world reserve yuan, if you will. I don't know. I'm just speculating here because, I'm not at Davos during the meetings. But they actually have a lot of this stuff on their website at the World Economic Forum. You can go look it up. They've even got this plan pre-pandemic. There is a chart of this plan pre-pandemic. Like, yeah. Oh, they knew it was going to happen.
Of course.
Just
how saying.
Would they know that?
I mean,
because they're
so,
seers. They're clairvoyant. They're like Kreskin the Magnificent.
As of news yesterday, we're seeing articles all the way across the internet talking about. No, it did come from a wet market, this virus.
Oh, now,
did.
But there's also the counteractive. I watched a thing with Russell Brand. Have you watched any Russell Brand
mm-hmm.
stuff? Russell Brand, I mean, that guy's a total left-wing guy, or he was, and he's starting to go, wow, hey, what's going on? And he's getting to the truth, and he's pretty entertaining,
he's
by the way.
He's still leftist, but the thing about it is, I think what people are starting to realize is we are literally in a war right now for every country in the world against globalists that are trying to take over powers. I mean, it literally is. Look at how many times they accidentally drop New World Order just in common speech. And this last week, we had this gal from Ukraine that was Zelensky's wife, and she was saying, oh, we're fighting for the New World Order and stuff like this. And it was the same thing as what's going on over in Australia. There's only so many times that you can end up saying, oh, well, that's innocent. Don't worry about that. When you literally have the Great Reset right there on front page of New York Times. Give me a break.
So what are you saying? Just do not like the New World Order?
Well, and these guys, I mean, it's so bothersome to see, oh, Zelensky's out there fighting on the front lines for us, and he's geared up. Well, the picture's from 2014, and next thing you know, he's chilling out at the State of the Union with Biden being incoherent.
Wow. I don't know. I'm just trying to
report.
You want
to play that video?
I'm just trying to report the news here. Okay? I'm just trying to report the stuff that nobody else report. No, we're going to get to that video. But, oh, you're talking about the one video. No, I don't want to, I didn't want to go too far down that because I want to give it what it deserves, enough information to where it's not bits and pieces and we can put a little more together. Because I only had a time to review most of that this morning, and I didn't get to it all. So I want to come back probably next week with a little better view of that.
Oh, no, I was being in the minute 31-second one on Biden's State
of the Union. Oh, no, I haven't even pulled that one up yet. I thought you were talking about the other. So I got that one up, and I'll tell you what, the news is coming at us so fast. I'm looking at the one I thought you were, Mega Boom, Schwab's Global Shaper Network Exposed. Mm-hmm. But I want to try to go with that. I might even do that on the podcast tomorrow because it's more visual.
Yeah,
it's more of a visual thing as well. So let me see if I can pull that other one up.
We won't be doing a podcast tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. It'll have to be the week after.
Yeah, be the week after.
Yeah. Well, while you pull that up, here's an interesting thing. Members of Congress have received 8,000 free trips, some from groups they gave tax money. So from 2017 to 2020. Oh, here we go.
Oh, hold on. No, I just have to set it here.
So from 2017 to 2021, more than 500 Congress members disclosed they took more than 8,000 trips paid for by roughly 700 third-party organizations, according to an analyst by OpenTheBooks.com. While this practice is not illegal, it presents lawmakers with a conflict of interest. So we have the Atlantic Council has 53 trips to the tune of $47.9 million. The United Nations Foundation, 244 trips. I mean, there's no conflict of interest with any of these?
No.
I think we should do a break right here and go to Biden's State of the Union address. Okay, here's Biden's State of Union address. We're ready to go. Here we go.
Hey there, Jack. I'm here. I'm here to tell you about the State of the Union, man.
Okay. So, what state is the Union in?
Mm-hmm. Oh. we're gonna be bringing back American manufacturing.
That's what you plan on doing. That's not the state the union is in.
But Pat's gonna pay you $130 to work in the fields of dreams. You're gonna build a monthly frontier.
Uh-huh, but what state is the union in now?
I'm gonna give universal child care. Free babies for everyone to care about.
Joe, what state is the union in?
We're going to lower inflation without
paying
wages.
We're going to
get the police what they need,
union.
Man. We're going to make
what
sure those cops always
have
the stuff
in?
They need to get the
Joe,
job done. We're going to scare the burger. We're going to build
right
a wall.
That was Trump's idea.
The wall just got 10 feet taller.
What is the state of the union right now?
I'm going to cure cancer, man.
Oh, we're screwed.
That was Seamus with Freedom Tunes, and he puts out a lot of really good political cartoons.
There you go. That's the State of the Union.
I forgot about the cancer thing. That's
oh,
right.
My gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
What is it with him? Like, honestly, he's like, originally.
Do you know what is? Do you know what? It's really not what's with him. Who in their right mind frickin' bought into any of that? I'm gonna cure cancer!
Well, and at the very end of it too, he turns around and he says something, he goes, go get him!
Oh, I know. Go get him.
So the Daily Wire made this thing. It's like, oh, yeah, that was the message to the handlers to go up and get him off the stage before he can do anything worse.
Well, then there was that bit he was talking about wearing masks and he was fishing through his pockets looking for
it. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the state of our union right there. That's it in a nutshell. That's the state of our union.
Let's see. Gas prices, inflation. I mean, you're not going to include food
crime,
and gas. In the actual inflation numbers, and it's still the worst in 40 years?
Yep.
Give me a break.
Yeah, that's called hedonics, you know, and that's what they've been doing for quite some time. If you notice what hedonics does is anything that goes up, so let's say that steak goes up. Well, then they take it out of the equation, they put in hamburger. And they treat it like it's the same. And then what happens is that instead of a 1 pound package of hamburger, it's a half pound package of hamburger. And pretty soon you have tuna cans that are the size of Oreo cookies, you know, and then you open up bags of chips and there's like a little corner, you know, the rest is there. that's a true reflection of the economy and inflation, isn't it?
Well, look at the average cost of a used vehicle now. Look at how many places are just completely closed down and shut down on any of their manufacturing. And he's talking about bringing back manufacturing and curing cancer a little bit late, bud.
But,
I mean,
you know,
he ran on the fact that he was going to eliminate cancer and cure that. Where have you been the last 2 years, Joe?
You know, there's hope. The Clinton Global Initiative is being revived.
I did see that.
Yeah.
I have that pulled up right here.
I can't wait. Sweet.
I can't wait.
Washington Examiner. Former
president. Well, things we look forward to back at the ranch.
Oh, boy. Hillary, she's going to get another shot, right?
Here's Bill Clinton's tweet. The last 5 years have ripped the cover off the long-standing global vulnerabilities, but I still believe we can accomplish far more together than we can apart. That's why I'm looking forward to the next chapter of At Clinton Global, my letter here, clintonglobal.com.
And their new slogan, get the shot.
Take the new shot too? Oh, I can't wait.
Have you guys seen that new stuff about Pfizer and the information that's coming out about how we're
going to be talking about that in the next segment. Blah, blah.
So I'm just getting ahead of myself.
Don't be afraid. what can you say? I mean, that's going to be the next segment after the heartbreak here. I guess I could probably do a little teaser here. I think I've got one that's like a minute. This is, minute 23. We got time?
We got time.
All right.
Yeah, we don't. We're at a minute 30 right now.
Oh, come on,
minute
man.
23.
What the heck's going on there over there? Producer Travis, what the heck? Extraordinary keyboard weaponry specialist. What's up?
You're wasting time.
Oh.
Now there's only 1 minute.
Just because you didn't hear what you wanted to
hear. Well, here's what we're going to talk about.
He's no longer Travis.
Right after the break, we're going to talk about Pfizer forced to release confidential data about vaccine side effects and injuries through a court order. And I have some information on that. And it's pretty ugly. And it's going to get uglier because Pfizer's been lying. I know. Who knew?
Yeah, not just Pfizer, but a lot of them are lying. Hello? It's, and with that, we're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Who's to say what's impossible? Will they forget? This world keeps spinning, and with each new day, I can feel a change in everything. And as the surface breaks, reflections fade. But in some ways, they remain the same.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herron. A Ukrainian official says a second attempt to evacuate civilians from one southern city under siege for a week has failed because the Russians keep shelling it. Authorities say evacuations from the port city of Mariupol were to have begun at noon today. Meanwhile,
the number of refugees that have fled fighting in Ukraine has now reached 1.4 million as the war continues to rage throughout the besieged country. Arriving in Romania with just clothes on her back, Ukrainian refugee Lena Nesterova remembers the hour her fate was sealed.
It was the 24th of February, 5:34.
United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi believes the final number of people fleeing could be as high as 4 million.
When we started, I thought, well, maybe this is, God forbid, we reach that figure. It's a lot, but now I'm getting worried that we will.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The Biden administration is asking Congress for billions more dollars to cover coronavirus pandemic-related expenses.
Despite progress against the pandemic, White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the president is urgently requesting $22.5 billion in additional COVID funding.
Our current supply of monoclonal antibodies will stock out. By July, the current supply of pre-exposure prophylaxis drugs used to protect immunocompromised people will stock out.
She says money is needed now to secure additional supply later this year. Psaki says people still need protection and the country can't afford to wait. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Seven people are dead after a tornado swept through central Iowa yesterday. It damaged homes, knocked down trees, and power lines, too. Emergency management officials say four other people were hurt when the twister touched down in an area southwest of Des Moines. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm cute kid number one.
And I'm cute kid number two.
And we have been forced.
You mean hired?
We have been hired.
To tell you what direct lender FOMO is. So let's say you buy a new home.
And maybe you use one of those big mortgage monsters.
Or someone your realtor or friend recommends.
And then a few months later,
you hear us being forced.
Hired.
Hired. To tell you about our mortgage team's direct lender advantage.
And then you feel like you missed out.
Because you probably did miss out.
And that is direct lender FOMO.
It's Ryan, and our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This often allows us to get you a better rate on that new home mortgage, saving you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Brack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Two surveys show Chinese manufacturing grew weakly last month, hampered by supply disruptions, anti-virus controls, and lackluster global demand.
A purchasing manager's index issued by a Chinese business magazine improved to 50.4 from January's 49.1 on a 100-point scale, on which numbers above 50 show activity increasing. A separate PMI issued by the Chinese Statistics Agency and an industry group edged up to 50.2 from 50.1. Both surveys showed production accelerating while export orders contracted.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Officials are vowing to hunt down and arrest the masterminds behind a deadly mosque attack in Pakistan Friday that claimed earlier claimed by an ISIS state affiliate. The assault killed 63 people and wounded about 200. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington.
North Carolina pins one final home loss on Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski.
North Carolina torched fourth-ranked Duke for 55 points in the second half to earn a 94-81 victory at Cameron Indoor Stadium. Four Tar Heels scored at least 20 points, led by Armando Bacot's 23. Caleb Love had 22 points, R.J. Davis 21, and Brady Manick 20 with 11 rebounds. It was the final home game for Krzyzewski, who has 1,196 career victories and five NCAA championships. More than 90 former players were in attendance, including Grant Hill, Shane Battier, J.J. Redick, Jay Williams, Danny Ferry, and Christian Leitner. I'm Dave Ferry.
Today is Sunday, March the 6th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday, including former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. He is 96 years old. TV reporter John Stossel has 75 candles on his birthday cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You know, little men at work there. Good grief. So getting back to Pfizer forced to release confidential data. Let me tell you something. If you're getting a vaccine and you're listening to all this, you're a moron. You really are. I mean, unless you have some kind of, you know, deal where you're one foot in the grave and you think it's going to temporarily, you know, keep you. I don't know.
Yeah, but what really sucks is, though, a lot of people still, you know, are being forced maybe to have it done because of job or money or.
Well, they better hold you down.
Well, I'm
I
just
get
saying,
it. I know what you're saying.
That is just such BS.
Well, and
that
I mean,
anybody has to make that decision or be put in that position.
Even the
over
job
a bunch
thing,
of shit.
I would say go ahead and get yourself a different job. But the thing about it is,
there's plenty of out there. We're in a booming economy.
Well. There's plenty of people looking for workers. I mean, you look at right now, Target's going for $24 an hour.
Right.
I mean, you got Panda that's going from between, I think it's 15 and 24.
I hear there's going to be a bunch of openings in Congress pretty soon as well.
Hopefully.
<Let's> hope. But no, the
Board
more disturbing thing, think about this. You've been on a wait list to get an organ that you desperately need. And you've been on that list for 4 years, and they kick you off of it because you're not vaccinated.
Exactly. There's a lot of that going on. So it makes it really bad for people. I'm not with, you know, having the jab, but that's why I know we have a caller. I got it. I got it. I saw that a long time ago. Where you been? But that's why the healthcare workers doing their declaration here and standing up, can, you know, one community at a time with that crap. So people aren't stuck in that position. With that, we'll go to Pete. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
How are you?
Well, I love listening to you guys. You know, you really bring up the money issue, which I'm always concerned with. I've got 16 years of what our guys get, of what the county guys get paid here, working on our water system, and you know, I'm into the water here. And, you know, it's nothing personal against the guys, but it's pretty bloody outrageous what they're charging us. And it came up the other day about the budget. I'm all for this. I wish I could be in on the checking out where all the money's going. But, I've got a question to ask. Why is it, as I understand, a bunch of gay guys down in San Francisco turn around and decide how much our county guys get paid up here? Why don't we have representatives like Mark and you guys or some people, and myself included, on the board there to put some input, you know, at what they get paid.
You know, I really can't answer that one. I'm not even sure where to go with that.
But listen, there used to be an advisory board here with the city here on wages and all that sort of stuff. And
well, I think, you know, in fairness, Pete, I think what's going to happen is when they start opening up the budget through the forensic audits that are coming to pass, especially with the Health and Human Services,
yeah.
What's going to happen is that is going to be public information. It's going to be brought to the public to be aware of what's going on so they can show where the, you know, what has been happening, yeah. Whether good or bad, and then we can go from there because, you know, I think that we're going to see some big changes, and I don't want to tip the hand of some of the what's going on right yet, okay, that I'm privy to. But I think you're going to see some big changes, and we just need to sit around and wait for the Board of Supervisors and see what they do and then go from there. But I think you're spot on some of it. I'm not too sure about the gay guys in San Francisco, Pete, but, you know, we'll go from there.
Well, it was a pretty good guess on it.
Thanks for the call,
you know,
Pete.
I'm glad you're on our side. Thank you.
Thanks, Pete.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
All right. I want to get back on track here. Okay. I want to get back on track. I don't want to get guys in San Francisco.
Isn't that where Anthony Weiner's from?
No, that's New York. New York, New York.
But Nancy's from there.
I just got to chill.
I
had a picture of her at the State of the Union.
Grinding her hands together?
Grinding her teeth together. Can you see that her teeth are floating around inside of her lips? It's weird, man. So, stop. All right, so Pfizer is forced to release this confidential data. Okay, so this is Pfizer wanted to hide their data from the public for 50 years, but the court ordered them to produce it. Attorney Thomas Renz reacted to the Pfizer's latest data drop in a report listing possible side effects from the COVID gene therapy vaccines, which aren't vaccines. They are really
right.
An experimental injection that they're promoting to make money off of with no liability. He said that the FDA under the law is required. Now, I'm not going to go any farther. I'm going to play the clip because the clip explains it all. And, of course, this was a banned video. Just saying. And
inaccurate information.
Well, it's misinformation.
Oh,
come on, get it right. What?
All right, okay.
Stop
okay.
It. Yeah. All right, here we go.
We had a caller call in real quick. Wanted to know if that applies to all the vaccines, all of the different.
No. We're talking about specifically the COVID vaccines that have been put out by Pfizer for the COVID-19. Are you talking about Pfizer and Johnson and Johnson and Moderna? Yeah, it applies to all of them across the board.
Yeah, because they didn't
want to
release the information for 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or 75.
Right.
Well, it started out at 75.
It's all, you know, we're finding more and more about this spike protein, and this is to rearrange your DNA. I mean, they admit it. So let's hear what this guy has to say, because I think it's important. This is the attorney, Thomas Rentz, and he's talking about this report coming out of Pfizer and how it's been kept secret. And let's hear this video. If I can get it to play. Hold on, what's going on? Why is it not playing?
We are nothing.
Hold on a second. This is another one. This is not what I intended to. Hold on a second. Let's get back here.
What you're talking about and what I'm talking about here is, we do need.
No, that's not it.
Oh, that's
okay,
not
that's,
it?
That's not
Maybe
it.
It's still banned.
Well, no, let's go
Did
back
Did they get
here.
Rid of it already?
Okay, let's try this again. This should be this one. Here we go.
Nothing.
No, it's coming.
I mean, figure the mortality rate for COVID, you know, I believe Ioannidis was talking about around 0.2526. So you've got times 4 times 3, so 12x factor, right? I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, let's not overlook the FDA. Under the law, pursuant to the law, the FDA has to do a balancing test when they authorize this, right? They have to balance the harms versus the potential benefits. So if you're looking at a 12x factor and the FDA approved it, I want to know who's going to jail for murder first. and conspiracy to commit murder and conspiracy to commit fraud and multiple fraud actions. I want to know where the independent investigation, you know, Biden says, oh, we're going to have a prosecutor look into the special prosecutor. Yeah, what's he going to look at? You know, it's a Biden guy, so he's going to probably look at people like us who are spreading misinformation, right? Let me tell you about the misinformation. Everything that's came out of Fauci, the FDA's mouth, everything that Biden was stupid enough to believe, you know, on the plus side, I don't think he actually knew what he was saying. I think the dementia is too severe. So, you know, he might be exculpated for that. But this is absolutely unbelievable. There has to be jail time for a lot of people. I mean, you figure the more.
So I think they're getting to the point. I have another one that we want to cover. This was Amazing Polly a couple minutes, and it talks about this. But the thing is, this experiment is killing people, and they're covering it up. I know at least two people. One is already dead, and one, you know, I might get a text any time now.
But this is something we talked about way back in the beginning, that charges should have been brought up with Dr. Fauci in the very beginning, when the right information and the truth was coming out about what they were doing.
Well, and now they're trying to cover. I suggest you go watch the latest Russell Brand video about them trying to cover up this whole thing. And now they're trying to say it's coming, you know, getting back to the wet market, saying it all came out of the wet. It's all baloney. You know, these people are trying to cover their tracks. I think they see the writing on the wall. You might not have any civil liability, but in a criminal court, if they prove fraud, negligence, willfulness, knowing, you got a criminal action here, and people need to go to jail. Will anything happen? I'm not even saying that. All I'm saying is they have broke the law criminally.
Well, and what's interesting about that is he lays out who the players are, who the people are that are putting out these studies, and it's the same exact people. It's the same exact people,
right,
who are putting it out. It's not peer-reviewed. It hasn't been actually accepted into any journals at all whatsoever, and yet they're pushing this out, and it's the right and the left stations. This is a
right.
worldwide problem right now of just absolute misinformation, and at the same time, listen to Bongino's show this morning. He has Dr. Peter McCullough, who is on.
I wanted to hear that. I haven't seen it yet.
And he actually goes through and talks about how it's actually getting into the mRNA and possibly is actually creating the spike protein from the mRNA to where it's going to go consistently through your body. And we're already
seeing.
If
this is true.
Yeah, it's.
This is a world. There's going to be deaths worldwide from this thing. I'm hoping that that's not true. Bongino has had the vaccine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So this is a scary time in our history because, you know, is this the Georgia Guidestones? Is this Bill Gates and his eugenics program that he's talked about for years? Is this the World Economic Forum's Great Reset? I don't know, but all I'm saying is there's a bunch of inconsistencies, there's a bunch of liars, and if you're getting any of your media from, you know, CNN, who right now has more people working there than viewers, or MSNBC, or any of these other mainstream outlets, including Fox, you might get bits and pieces of truth in some of them, but you're not getting the big picture. They're hiding. They are not telling you the truth and the most important things that you need to know. They are telling you the stuff that they want you to hear to distract you. I mean, that's what I think this war's about. Now, I could be wrong, but all of a sudden, the narrative's starting to fall apart. We're getting towards the midterms. Everybody's starting to see that the vax is a problem. The masks are coming off. The pandemic is just about over. And people are starting to get information that these things are killing people. I don't know, maybe.
Well, but the people are getting tired of all the baloney that's going on from the very beginning with this.
I think I think you were going to say babochi.
Yeah. But in the very beginning, they say one thing one day, one thing the other.
Right.
And you have to go back to what we are being presented, that they knew what they were doing.
Yes.
Right, wrong, or indifferent.
Yes.
It was wrong. It was totally wrong what they did and how they did it and how they delivered it to the people of the world.
Well, and it was willful, too. When you end up going back, there's a video, once again, from Amazing Polly, where she goes out and she lays out how many people were injured by this and actually taken off of the programs, never said anything about what their their symptoms were or what was going on with them, and they were told that you were going to have 2 years that you can let us know your symptoms. No, she was removed, and her daughter was removed.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you get off of Twitter for your information, get off of Facebook for your information, get off of YouTube for your information, you need to go to Rumble, you need to go to MeWe, you need to go to Wimpkin, someplace else to get your information, because these guys are blocking everything. I like Rumble. That's where I'm moving over right now, just because there's more stuff there to pick up.
But you still have to be careful. I'm sorry. No matter what platform, yes, you still have to be careful.
The
because
thing is, once you have freedom of information and once you can see it, then it's up to you. It is your responsibility, right, yeah, to go through and question everything. And if it doesn't add up and if it, right, doesn't make sense, make up your own mind. Make
or
up your own
do
decisions.
Your research.
You have to.
You have
everything.
To go to source docs. You have to go to actual events. You have to see what's actually going, yeah, on. You can't take the word of anybody at this point. You have to vet pretty much everything. But I'll tell you what you can be rest assured of is that you're going to get banned on YouTube within, I mean, and we know this personally. We put stuff on YouTube about the virus and they stopped the video.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, so we're going after information from world renowned doctors who have been banned from these places who, you know, what's his name? Robert Malone has 9 patents on this stuff. This guy's one of the top scientists in virology doctors and they're going to ban him. And, well, you know, it doesn't take long to figure out who the bad guys are if you know that they're banning anything that doesn't go along,
right,
with their narrative.
Yeah.
That's the issue. So with that, I got Polly.
You got something else? Whether it's on the vaccines or whatever it is, we go back to you have to vet it and look at it. You can't take anything at face value anymore without doing your homework. Look at what all's going on in the world and in our society and in our local community. Hello?
Well, let's listen to Polly. I got a couple-minute clip here before we go to the break, and we can talk about it after that before we get to the bottom of the hour. And so here's Amazing Polly. This comes from Dave. He sent it over to me this last week, said, watch this. And it's like, oh,
who
crap, leave me alone. I'm already watching everything
who
in the world.
Who is Amazing Polly?
Well, she has her station, just like there's a bunch of different people that have stations, you know, whether it's Bongino or, you know, there's people that you can go to that do the research and you know, whether it's Russell Brand or Amazing Polly you know, Dan Bongino's one of them. I have so many of them, I can't even remember them all, that I look at.
I just hadn't ever heard of Amazing Polly before.
She really is amazing.
Steven Crowder. There's a ton of them, and they all have different specialties and skills, and a lot of them do the research. I like Crowder because when he does something, he posts all his research links
down
below.
And that's what Polly does, too. Yeah. And it's important to actually have people that are going to give you the information where you can find it so you can see who funded it, who is behind it, because there's so much BS right now going around.
Yep. All right. So here's Polly, and let's hear what she has to say real quick.
I'm going to start with the British Medical Journal article, COVID-19 researcher blows the whistle on data integrity issues in Pfizer's vaccine trial. That was from last week. And instead of me reading it to you, I'm going to play you about a 3-minute clip. It's pieced together from a longer video by Dr. John Campbell. He has a YouTube channel where he has been putting out tons of videos about COVID this whole way through, about the masking, about the lockdowns, about how it spreads, about the vaccines, all of it. And he's very trusted. He has 1.27 million subscribers, and I would call him, honestly, I would call him a booster of the official narrative. So I'm using his breakdown of this article for you. All right, I'm going to let him tell you what he found.
As told the BMJ, that the company, and presumably here she's talking about Ventavia Research, falsified data. Well, we don't want data to be falsified. We want the real data.
That'd be good.
Unblinded patients and unblinded staff would not be good. Employed inadequately trained vaccinators. Well, that wouldn't be good because we're slow to follow up on adverse events reported in Pfizer's pivotal trial, phase 3 trial. Now, This wouldn't be good because staff who conducted quality control checks were overwhelmed by the volume of problems they were finding. Direct quote from the paper.
Problems.
U.S. Food and Drug Administration were informed. So the FDA were informed about this. And but from this information we have, we don't know that the FDA acted on that or not at the time. We were simply not told that. Ms. Jackson repeatedly informed her superiors, apparently, about poor laboratory management. Now, this is not good because patient safety concerns, well, that's not good because she reported data integrity issues, that drug assessment confirmation printouts were being left in the patient's charts. Company wasn't able to quantify the types and numbers of errors that they were finding when examining the trial paperwork for quality control. Well, this isn't ideal. Ventavia later fired Ms. Jackson the same day, apparently. For the same day she reported this to the FDA, she was sacked, which isn't good because... Now, apparently, people at the company were worried over FDA Food and Drug Administration inspection. Now, this is unfortunate because if you're working in a company where this is going on, you should ideally welcome outside inspection. Now, other concerns raised in this BMJ article. Participants placed in hallway after injections not being monitored by clinical staff. Well, that's not ideal because lack of timely follow-ups of patients who experienced adverse events. Well, that's not good because you would want timely follow-up of patients who experienced adverse events. Very timely indeed, in fact. Protocol deviations not being reported. Well, you would want protocol deviations to be reported. So again, vaccines not being stored at proper temperatures. Well, that's not good because you would want the vaccines to be stored at the proper cold temperatures. Mislabeling laboratory specimens could mean that they got mixed up and the wrong data was given. So targeting of Ventavia staff for reporting these types of problems. Well, this is bad because FDA advisory committee meeting held on the 10th of December. Now, we understand that Pfizer didn't bring the problems that Ventavia up at this meeting. They must have run out of time or something at this meeting.
Wow. They must have run out of time.
And the next day, the FDA issued emergency use authorization of the vaccine, which I remember being delighted at the time from the information.
Now, they covered a lot of stuff pretty fast there. And this guy, The reason he's not been pulled from YouTube is he's on their team. And he is admitting on their team all these different problems he's going down through in this report. So it's a cover-up. And they fired anybody who brought it to the attention of the FDA.
Well, and within that same video, just a little bit later on, there is a mother that is going through and she is talking about her experience with her daughter and how she went before a board of these doctors, and she was saying how her daughter is now paralyzed, and she can't move from the waist down. She has all kinds of numbness, tingling problems, and she was saying how they allowed her, when she got into this study, they said, okay, well, we're going to bring you in. We're going to take care of you. You're going to be in the absolute best hands. Anything that goes wrong, we're going to take care of it. Well, her daughter had these side effects. They kicked her out of the study, removed any of the information from her, removed her ability to actually submit that there was any problems with her daughter whatsoever. They had a list, only one list, of approved symptoms that they could put in. After all of this, to where her daughter was having bleeding through her stool, who was obviously paralyzed now from the waist down, who had all of these life-changing problems and trauma, they gaslit her so hard and said that her daughter just had a stomach ache, and that's what it came up officially. And then they kicked her out and said she chose not to participate in the second dose.
Well, and how many people have we seen across the board that are dropping dead? Athletes are dropping dead all over the place in prime health with no problems, no health history, nothing. They just drop dead. And, now they're even doing a test on this. They got to make sure that they screen these guys to see if they're in good health before they play. And they're not connecting any of the dots to the vaccines.
Well, I think they have connected the dots.
Well,
that's
people
the
are, but the yeah, mainstream exactly. narrative, you know.
Yeah, they're not reporting it like they should.
Well, like the
at
gal,
all.
Like the gal on that improv. Google that improv. She's talking about how she's. We played it a couple weeks ago, where she's talking about she's fully vaxxed and three tones and a booster, and she went to Mexico, and she and Jesus loves her the most because.
Yeah.
And then she falls on stage, you know. And my comment was, good grief, Jesus got the last word on that one, I guess, because she dropped right on the stage and banged her
right.
head.
And they don't report any of that. They report on the other side of it, you know, that people die from COVID that haven't been vaccinated. And we know that that's not true either.
Well,
even those reports are, you know, whatever they want them to be. We know that from local
well, that's
people.
What, and that's where I was going. I mean, because the local guys have been doing it here, too. And they
right.
have done everything in their power to discredit, to smear, to avoid, to cover
falsify.
Up, falsify. And locally, the stuff that's going on here with Ramstrom and the whole Health and Human Services Department. You know, and I don't know if it's the whole department. What I'm saying is some people who are running the departments have obviously been doing this. Mm-hmm. And it's the, and mm-hmm. you know, again, targeting other individuals who are reporting this.
Well, so the information is not correct at all on either side, and you got to wonder why they're not reporting that.
We're going to go to a break.
If everything is so good, why don't they report it? So with that, I guess we do need to go to a break, and we will pick this conversation up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Who do you trust to handle your taxes? Parallel Tax at 1147 Hilltop Drive understands how important trust is when it comes to filing your taxes. The professionals at Parallel Tax not only keep your private information private, they provide a wide range of tax-related services for both individuals and businesses, including preparing, calculating, and filing tax returns. Parallel Tax, 1147 Hilltop Drive. Make an appointment today by calling 530-221-3343. That's 530-221-3343.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
It's 2 a.m.
that, Sovereign Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Bam.
Downtown with the good sound on the get down.
Yeah. Okay, whatever.
Oh, boy. Okay, so, well, I think we got it pulled up here. If anything goes wrong, it stays well, flawed, just so you know.
Before you do, I guess Travis has been getting a phone call from somebody that says maybe the Johnson & Johnson isn't involved in all of this. We don't know that because they don't publish what all is in the vaccine, so we don't know.
One, the biggest problem with the Johnson & Johnson, one that we've seen in a lot of countries have pulled it for that reason, is the blood clots.
Right.
And so there's elements of this to where, I mean, especially with the Omicron variant going around and it being such a mild variant comparatively.
Right.
And even Bill Gates coming out and saying, unfortunately, X is a better vaccine than what we actually had, and it actually got out there to faster to people.
Sorry.
Yeah. You know, so unfortunate.
So here's the thing, guys. We're not doctors. What we are is wannabe journalists. We're trying to piece this all together based on available evidence, based off of the things that are available for us to examine. And so we're trying to come up with the truth. If we are wrong about anything, we'll be the first ones to admit it. And I have no problem with that. But I'll tell you what. There's been lie after lie after provable lie from most of these people, so I don't trust any of it. Now, I know people who have gotten these shots, and I'm afraid for them. You know, I don't want anything bad to happen to anybody.
Long term, we have no idea what's actually happening. And once again, listen to that Bongino report today, because if that's true, that's chilling, because we already know this spike protein is getting into organs and it's getting into places that it shouldn't be.
Well, there's no way that you can put any time on it because you don't know. It's a foreign thing. You don't know.
Well, they clearly already put a time on it. They wanted 50 years to release the information.
Well, here's the other thing that I'm hearing about this spike protein is the ivermectin gets it out of your system.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, that's what I've heard. And so I don't know. All I'm saying is that I do know that the ivermectin, and I do know that the hydroxychloroquine does stop the symptoms or lessens them or makes it better if you get that without the shots. Now, I'm also hearing, and we have to do a little more research, that it also helps clean out the spike proteins.
Yeah, there is supposed to, and I haven't done a lot of investigating on a way to detox yourself from it.
Right.
And there's quite a protocol now. Again, we haven't had any data show.
Yeah, there's less data on that than what I'm comfortable with. I mean, I've seen some of it, but right now it's such an early stage and such.
Well, because there's been no length of time to study this thing, you know.
Well, and it's intentionally not been studied. I mean, you look at these instances to where they're not even tracking the instances of people from the CDC via that FOIA. They're not even tracking the people that recovered and then got reinfected. And we're not seeing any of that data. Rather, we're just seeing the data from the people that are getting the vaccinations. And then 3 months later, all of their immunities are gone for that. And then now they're getting reinfected.
Well,
and Johnson & Johnson
and so
was
what
one
we've
of the
got,
worst.
What we've got to do is we've got to start looking to the professionals that are not getting paid to say the narrative. You know, not getting paid by the government. Not
you mean
getting,
all the ones that are getting banned off of all of these
platforms? Yeah, those guys. Yeah, except the guy. But you got to go to the alternative platforms.
You mean the guys that actually ended up creating mRNA technology and tried to blow the whistle on this back in 2020?
Yeah, those guys.
Well, we have doctors like that here because of some of the ones that have been involved with the forum.
Yeah.
A lot of them that are speaking out is because they are in private
practice. They're seeing it.
And they're seeing it, but they're in private practice because their strings aren't being pulled
IRS. Some of them are being, it's not even the IRS, it's just the government in general. You know, where you get your paycheck, they'll fire you, all of that stuff.
Well, and even worse, what we've seen now is if you actually speak out against this or you end up giving exemptions to, let's say, a pregnant mother that just wants to be able to give birth to her baby but isn't against the vaccine, she just wants to make sure that her baby's going to be safe due to the high mortality rates of people that end up getting these vaccines. Now they're saying if you're a doctor and you prescribe that exemption, guess what? You're at risk of losing your license and you're definitely going to have an investigation.
That's the problem. Yep. So let's play this. This is the and I'm not sure where we're queued up. Again, I'm going to blame Dave if anything goes wrong.
We tried. It's over break.
But it's
at least we don't have to worry about swear words.
Now, maybe you can set the clip up here a little bit, Dave. This is the gal and her daughter.
So this is a daughter who was actually engaged in some of the original trials. The mother thought that she was doing the right thing by her daughter, and so she went out to try to be involved in these trials with her kid to see if she could end up helping the community and helping the world. And now she's actually an advocate to speak out for this. So this is where we're at.
Okay, so let's go ahead and give this a try and see how – I know we're not going to get all of it, but we'll get enough here to see what it's –
Well, on further down in the article it says, to date – the data monitoring committee for the study has not reported any serious safety concerns related to the vaccine. The only grade 3 severe solicited adverse events greater than or equal to 2% in frequency after the first or second dose was fatigue at 3.8% and headache at 2% following dose 2. Those are out-and-out lies. And we're going to hear right now from Maddie DeGary. Her mom, Stephanie, is going to tell you what really happened.
Hi, my name is Stephanie DeGary, and this is my daughter, Maddie. When she was 12 years old, she participated in the Pfizer COVID vaccine trial for 12 to 15-year-olds at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. So it's been over 9 months since she got her second dose. She can't walk. She's in a wheelchair. She has an NG tube for all of her nutrition. She has constant pain in her stomach, back, and neck. She was over there laying on chairs because she can't make it through this. She can't feel her legs, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. The New England Journal of Medicine article about the the Pfizer COVID vaccine in adolescents. So first, take note that the principal investigator for Maddie's trial is the lead author for the New England Journal of Medicine article. The adverse events section has 308 words. 76 of those were dedicated to describing one single patient that had simply a temperature greater than 40 degrees. Not great to have, but that, you know, I think this is a little more severe. There's absolutely no mention of any of Maddie's adverse reactions in that article. Zero. In the EUA amendment, Maddie's adverse reaction was reduced to 5 lines that they claim was eventually diagnosed as functional abdominal pain. It's a stomachache. Does your child, when they have a stomachache, does that put your child in a wheelchair? Does your child's stomach ache require a feeding tube? Does your child spend 64 days in hospital for their stomach ache? If they did a urine test when they have a stomach ache, would there be blood in their urine? I don't think so. I thought that Maddie would be in the best hands possible, and the rare chance she had a severe reaction, that was not the case.
So I think, you know, we know that this is happening. And, you know, I strongly advise everybody to check this stuff out for yourself. This is Amazing Polly on Rumble. And the title of this is Cover-Up of Severe Vaccine Reactions and Fraudulent Clinical Trials Exposed by Whistleblowers. Mm-hmm. And so you can verify all this stuff. You can look at the reports. You can go in and see this is going, and why are they covering it up? Now, it's just like at the last Board of Supervisors. We had several people coming in from the medicals that were not a part of the doctors that were saying this was happening and these kind of things were happening and the problems and the adverse reactions and whatever. But you got the administration coming in going, 90% of those guys were vaxxed. I'm sorry, were not vaxxed. But they also changed the definition of what vaxxed is. So you could go in there the day after you got vaxxed and they'd say you weren't vaxxed even though you're having an adverse reaction to the vax.
Yeah, it's 14 days from the time that you end up getting your second shot, I believe it is, until you're considered completely vaccinated.
Well, then somebody else come in and had different data that said only 25% weren't vaxxed. And the rest were.
Well, and it's like this thing out of Scotland right now. Okay, they're saying it's missing information and needs more context when they say that 9 out of 10 people who died were fully vaccinated and who died of COVID. Now, all right, do we have the bodies that actually show that these people were vaccinated and died of COVID, or what context are we missing?
Right.
Well, and here's, let's just add a little bit of fuel to the fire.
Yeah, and I want to say, you know, you go back to them not reporting the data when back, what, in 1917 or whatever with the flu. If there was seven people that had a side effect, 7 to 9 people had side effects from something, they polled it.
Right.
Until more studies were done. Right. So we know we got at least that.
Well,
okay?
It's like the attorney.
We can agree on that, right?
It's like the attorney saying earlier on that, you know, the FDA has an obligation to look at both sides as the problems as well as the benefits.
And the safe.
Exactly. And they're not doing it.
Yeah. When you look at the conflict of interest and how many people who now work at the FDA formerly worked at Pfizer or vice versa.
Or just the money that's coming in from the government to the CARES program. I mean,
all
the businesses are coming in. You know, you get paid if they have COVID. You get paid if they test for COVID. They get paid if they put them on a ventilator. They get paid if they put remdesivir in them. They get paid if they die. They get paid at the coroner. I mean, come on. There's so much money involved in this.
Yeah.
And gee, that wouldn't be a planned deal on a deal, you know, from, I don't know, where's all the money coming from? From the guys that are printing it and counterfeiting it? They're on the, you know, come on.
Who's manufacturing
the
vaccine?
So now I'm going to throw some fuel on the fire here, because now we've got Abbott Binex, now COVID-19 home test kit. Contains a lethal drug, sodium azide, that has a history of killing people, even in small doses. Poison control centers around the U.S. have been sounding the alarm over the home test kits, as more than 200 reports of poisoning have been reported from exposure to this chemical. These test kits are not FDA approved. They were fast-tracked through emergency use authorization as the Biden administration spent $3 billion to purchase and make available COVID home test. I'm getting mad talking about this.
And I suppose they were manufactured in China.
Oh, I haven't got there yet. Almost all COVID products are pure junk, having no health benefit to the consumer, or worse, harming and killing the consumer, from masks to COVID test kits to ventilators to vaccines.
Yep.
If something goes wrong with one of these fast-track products and you are harmed or killed, you cannot sue the manufacturer. Well, if you're dead, you can't sue them anyway. If you try to sue the U.S. government, good luck with that. So, and we know, like, local guys that have quit because they're not even going to do the test.
Well, right. Yeah. Well, and there's a lot of these things, too. Like, there was a sheriff in L.A. County that was advised from the FBI that the information that was going to be gotten from that data from their DNA and from the test was going to be sent back to China. And it was a concern, because where the heck did all this originate? China. So we're going to be giving them DNA?
Oh, come on.
You white supremacist.
No
way.
Well,
in the meantime, on March 4th, we have the CDC says 90% of Americans no longer need a face mask.
Conspiracy theory!
Updated recommendation stipulates that only people living in areas with severe COVID-19 infections or hospitalizations are recommended to continue wearing face masks. According to the guidelines, 90% of the U.S. population is free to go without masks in most cases.
Well, and now we got new millionaires that made new businesses and were started simply because the U.S. government gave them billions to make these test kits, billions for these masks. We, our own governor, frickin' Mussolini down there, spent $95 billion on masks from China before the pandemic started, and now all of a sudden masks are mandatory.
Earlier you were talking about the athletes and being vaccinated and being Romania's largest soccer club. Bans vaccinated players because they keep dropping dead.
Nothing to see there.
Yeah, I mean, and we're getting that information.
You're just a hater. You're a white supremacist. You're probably I don't know.
Well, and meanwhile, the white supremacy thing is really interesting, because we keep sending this money over to Ukraine. Are you aware that there's an actual Nazi group in Ukraine, like actual Nazis flying under an actual Nazi banner? Who's a part of the official government in Ukraine? Like, I mean, we're not talking like throwing Nazi name over here. When you have a Nazi flag that you go under and you have Nazi swastikas that are on that flag, that would be a pretty good clear-cut case of a Nazi.
All right, I guess we got a couple callers. I believe Lori is first.
Hey,
what's up, Lori?
Good morning, everyone. Hey, great information. Thank you for staying on top of this issue, of this whole complete fraud, slander, lies, deceit. It's just nauseating. I would like to just give this one referral that people have not yet seen, and if you don't have a computer, please go to a friend's house or go to the library. Watch what the county just produced about 2 weeks ago called Ask the Experts. It's called Part 1. It's about 28 minutes long, and it's the most nauseating thing I think I've ever seen produced. They have about 9 quote-unquote experts, local providers, some I've never heard of, and they ask approximately 25 questions. I'm going to be dissecting this line by line, and that's the absolute disgusting thing when you have this OBGYN saying that it's perfectly fine for pregnant people to take this, this quote-unquote vaccine, that it's not dangerous, and he says, quote, we feel strongly that women should get vaccinated. I'm sorry, when do doctors say we feel? Where's your data, your research, your statistics, your graphs, your charts, your peer review? Not that peer review has not been hijacked. I am just livid that this person is on record saying this. This is Dr. Vanderkirk, Samuel Vanderkirk. And then there's another gal, Dr. Amanda Mooneyham, spinning that pregnant and children, it's fine, there's no problems. Not once in this 28-minute video did they mention graphene oxide, the main agent ingredient in both the Pfizer and Moderna. Not a word mentioned about CDC, FDA, public health, Fauci, Rochelle Walensky. Just completely the worst ever. So when in closing, when they're going to be having a closed-door meeting and they're going to start to look at every piece of the positions, the budget, the money, and we have been warning, telling, and alerting ever since the Board of Supervisors meeting started covering all of this mess, they cannot say they were not cautioned, warned, or that I had to raise my voice a couple times at the podium because I did not feel I was being heard, acknowledged, or understood at all. So that's my tip, folks. You better watch this if you wonder why things are going to dramatically change, is what I feel is going to happen. And it's just the most disgusting lies, and I think these people may have been coerced to do it. Maybe they're paid, bribed, but where were they all this time? Public forum had to happen January 22nd, and I think that's why they're all crawling out of the woodwork to try to go, oh, my God, we're in a panic. What do we say? What do we do? How do we calm this? How do we smooth it over?
Well, and, Lori, to your point there, here, I want to throw out a fact check that's just kind of an interesting one here. So this is from fullfact.org, and here's what they say was claimed. A study on the effects of COVID vaccines during pregnancy shows 82% of the respondents miscarried, contrary to what authors claimed. Now, here's what authors actually claimed, and here's what it says. It found that 13.9% of those respondents out of 827 respondents reported a loss, of which 12.6 were miscarriages. Nothing to see here. It's only 12.6%.
Wow.
So if you have 100 girls, there's only 12 and a half of them that are going to lose their kid. No worries.
What's the problem?
Well, I put in the box, in closing, when you can put something at the little podium area, 10 copies or whatever. No, I don't know if I did this last time, but I have to get prints. There's a little baby born with that looks like there's a second head-shaped tumor because the mom took this vaccine. It's the most frightening thing.
Listen, Lori.
And these doctors, they just make me so furious when they keep talking like this. And this is just in the last, what, 2 weeks they're still talking like this?
Let's wait and see what happens with the board and the emergency, and we'll go from there. And we really appreciate the call, Lori. Stay brave.
Thanks for taking my call, you guys. Have a good one.
You too.
You too.
Right,
thanks for calling in and giving us that information.
We have somebody else?
We have Dick on the line. Hey, Dick, what's up?
You know, every year in the past, there's millions of people die in the United States from the common flu that goes around.
Right.
Well, one positive thing about the COVID-19, it totally eliminated the common flu. We don't have it anymore. Isn't that great?
Yeah, hey, it's great. It completely, the flu just went away.
Yeah, isn't that, that's a wonderful thing about the COVID-19 epidemic. It eliminated the common flu that kills millions of people every year.
Yeah,
that's great. That's a positive. Okay, that's it.
Thanks, Dick. So a couple more things here. We got about eight minutes here. I'm looking at the New Zealand High Court ends Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's vaccine mandates. So this is all starting to reverse because people are not doing it. And then they're coming to us and acting like they just saved us. Hey,
exactly. It changed the narrative. Once again, hey, we're here.
We're here to help.
Savior. Yeah, we're here to help you.
Yeah, it's
because
nuts.
It didn't work. I truly believe they thought more people would get vaccinated, the jab, and do the booster.
And you look
than
at it right
happened.
Now. You look at it right now, and they are straight up lying to the American public. I was seeing an article today saying that 77% of all Americans have been vaccinated. Really? Really?
Wow.
And actually, when you go through and you look at that, they're counting the people that have been vaccinated as each individual vaccination. And they're counting, okay, you've got two shots. Some people have three shots. They're counting that as a new vaccination. So that's how they're getting that numbers. The true numbers are probably somewhere around 32% of people have gotten vaccinated. But the problem is what we're seeing is that the people that have gotten vaccinated, their actual immunities have been going down from a lot of the studies and a lot of the information that we've been seeing. And it actually, if you have already had the virus, now we're actually seeing that your immunity to that from when you had those viruses now are gone due to it. And it's insanity.
Well, everybody out there needs to be as prepared as possible. I'm seeing food prices up 24% from a year ago. That's 24% in a year.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, and right now, one of the big things, too, people need to understand is there is a lot of fertilizer we end up getting from Russia. And right now, there's a fertilizer shortage that's going on in addition to what's going on with fuel prices right now. We are dipping into our nation's reserves to be able to fulfill
that. Well, and then it's like it's a drop in the bucket. I mean, the guy's an idiot. It's like 1.5 days of reserves, but he's dipping into it for no. Why don't they open up the pipelines? Why don't they start?
Yeah, what exactly. I'm saying, it's worse than that because some of those
million barrels yesterday. I don't know if that was true or not.
From what I've been reading, our stores have gone from about 600 million barrels down to about 280.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. I mean,
here's the problem with it is those stores are to keep our war machine running. So that's the reason why we have that. So we're not tapping into the natural reserves and the things like that we have here that everyday citizens use so that we don't see the crunch at the gas pump and otherwise. And at the same time, we got Russia partnering up with Ukraine. And then as of today, NATO countries have green light to send fighter jets to Ukraine. That means we're going to have NATO planes over there. And I don't want to see the propaganda of, Russia shoots down NATO planes, and the next thing you know, we're in World War III.
Go ahead.
I just want to get this out there. We're talking about vaccines on the Gateway Pundit. Says, Fauci has been reduced to woke AF podcast and answering, why don't we vaccinate the bats? I just had to get it out there before we ended. So you know.
And to this point in time, we still don't know, quote unquote, what animal it was that this apparently came
from.
It
wasn't
or
an animal.
Why
we
ended up seeing that the preferred method for this to come through is the ACC variant, which is only really made in laboratories.
Thank you.
So, I mean, it's give me a break.
Yeah, well, one day it's a bat, and then the bats can't give it to humans, and humans got it, but they didn't give it to the animals, but now the animals have it.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because they're not expressing it as bad problems, but we actually do see that there's something called animal reservoirs. And so these animals can end up getting it even though they don't carry it, just like humans have all kinds of viruses and things like that that we can get and carry and give to other animals.
I have a question. Where's Fauci?
Oh, he decided to disappear. Haven't you heard they took out the chip for be concerned about coronavirus and put in the chip to be concerned about Ukraine?
Oh, is that what it is?
He went to Epstein Island.
It's the plane. It's the plane. Oh, no, that was fantasy.
Yeah, that was fantasy.
I saw a little cartoon of him. It goes, after your portion of global dominance is over, and it just shows him sitting on a bench and then sitting on a swing. And
how come we don't see him every morning like we were? That's a good point.
Well, it's like anything else. I mean, right now the State of the Union address was literally just a joke. He didn't address anywhere where we're at in the State of the Union. Guys, how are you feeling about the $5 gas prices here? How are you feeling about the $6.50 gas prices over in the southern areas? How are you feeling about across the nation now at $3.52 gas price? And what are we seeing with freight? What are we seeing with our transit systems? What are we seeing with everything else? Have a look at your State of the Union. Have a look at your store shelves and see how stocked they are. And God forbid we actually go into a war and what that'll end up looking like.
I think we should play Barbara Streisand's Feelings song. Feelings.
Nothing more than feelings.
I mean, how should we feel? I don't know how to feel anymore. I don't know what to feel.
Guys, all I can say is,
please tell me how to feel.
When this election comes up this year, Let's get out these rhinos. Let's get out all the rest of these folks. Let's primary the crap.
Get them all out.
Let's take them out. If they are not part of protecting our Constitution, if they are voting against it, get out of the Lindsey Grahams
do
and
your
the
homework.
Dan Crenshaws and the
do
rest of these
homework.
Folks.
Do your homework.
Do the homework.
Yeah, do your homework. Got about a minute left.
Yep, we do.
Okay.
That's about it.
Maybe we should just go out with a song or something. I don't know.
Not Barbara Streisand.
Not Barbara Streisand. Not that. Go with 10 Years After. Let's just go out with 10 Years After.
There you go. Have a great week, everybody.
Right. Very good.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.